Hello everybody, Michael Bdell here with Best Paw Forward Dog Training, and this is the Ask the Dog Trainer podcast. Super excited for today's episode. Today's episode is going to be about sit, how to train sit, and how to use sit to solve most of your problems. Check it out. Today is Tuesday, January 30th, and another day is in the books. So today, guys, is about sit. And sit happens. Sometimes. I think. For most people, it does. But anyway. So sit is a natural behavior for dogs to perform, right? You see it all the time. If you stand around long enough, a dog will eventually use his sit bones, right? It will put its butt on the ground because it's saving calories. So it's not really that hard to teach sit. If you are patient enough, you don't have to force it. You don't have to really do anything special other than put your dog on leash and stand there long enough. You'll see your dog sit. And then the moment he does, reward him. You can use the luring technique if you like, where you take food in your hand, put it really close to the dog's nose, and lure his nose straight up into the air, making his head go up and back. And then what happens is his weight shifts and his butt goes toward the ground. The moment his butt touches the ground, or her butt, you give them the food and you say sit. Okay, super simple. I don't recommend the force methods where you're putting your hand on their butt and forcing them to the ground, because what's going to happen is you're going to need to touch their butt every time in order to get them to sit. It happens. Okay, I see it a lot with people. So, what method is the best? Really depends on the dog. You can use capturing, which is what I talked about earlier, where you just have your dog on leash and you wait. The moment they sit, boom, surprise, here's some food, right? And then once your dog starts manipulating the food button, meaning puts its butt on the ground to see if it gets rewarded, then you start to name it, okay? So you would then say sit as soon as the dog puts its butt on the ground, okay? Same thing with the lure method. The moment your dog puts their butt on the ground, you would say sit and reward, okay? And then how you get away from having to use food is when you see and realize that your dog understands why they're being rewarded. So in other words, they're sitting, they're pushing the food button, they're sitting to get rewarded. You stop luring and you wait for them to do it without the food being present. They do it, you say sit, the food comes out of nowhere, you reward, you play, you get happy, you're very stoked that the behavior happened. Okay? And you can also add a hand signal if you like. Just make sure you're using the same word or same hand signal every time so it's clear to the dog. Now, dogs are pretty forgiving and they'll probably learn it anyway, no matter how sloppy we are with our signals and cues, but it is a lot easier if we're clean and clear. Okay? So, try that out. And in this next segment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about how sits can solve a majority of your problems. And we're going to go into some of the more detailed practices that you should be doing to make your life easier. All right, so now that your dog knows sit, how does sit solve your problems? Well, we train dogs so that we have better communication that we can rely on in order to tell our dogs what to do in given circumstances, right? So, let's say your dog has the problem of jumping on people, okay? Well, you find that little distance that your dog can pay attention to you away from the guest or away from the door or away from the person in public, whatever it is, and then you practice your sit and you reinforce it. You make sitting in that certain circumstance more valuable than the person, the guest, or the distraction, okay? And if you do this often enough, if you take a good solid 2 weeks to do this, pretty soon your dog is going to understand that in those given contexts, they are to sit, okay? I definitely want you to go knock that out. Give yourself a few reps, right? So let's say I'm going to give myself 15 minutes in public, and I'm going to try 10 times, 20 times to get my dog to sit in front of people. And I'm going to do this every day. I guarantee that at the end of 2 weeks, you're going to have a dog who listens far better than they ever did before you started doing the practice. Okay? Another scenario, the door. a lot of people have problems with their dog jumping at the door. What they don't do is they don't manage the situation by placing their dog on leash, and they allow their dogs to just run and jump all over their guests. Well, that's very reinforcing for your dog. So, place your dog on leash, find that distance away from your guest, work your sit, reward your sit. Don't let them interact with the guest until they drop some of their hyperness or their curiosity or their excitement, and they go back into more of a chill mode. And then when you're happy with their behavior, let them interact, but before they get touched and pet, what do you gotta do? Ask for that sit. That's right. Get that sit and get them to pay attention to you so that they can get what they want. Now, let's cover a couple other scenarios. A lot of people have a hard time getting their dog to sit while they're eating or, you know, not putting their nose in their plate. What's the cure? A good sit stay, right? You can even do a down stay, but we're operating on sit today. So we're going to talk about sit. So again, you find the distance away from you and your plate that's so enticing for your dog that they can't help themselves. You find that magical distance, you put them in a sit stay, and you walk off and you go to eat. The moment they break position, you put them right back. Put them back in their sit, walk back. You can reinforce them if you want to, but by this point, your dog should have known how to sit stay pretty well, and you're going to be rewarding them for the duration. So as soon as you're done, that's when they'll get their reward. Okay, you want to make sure that's very clear for them. All right, another scenario is my dog runs out the door. Well, how often have you practiced? Guess what it is? Sit stay. How often have you practiced sit stay by the door when you're opening the door? If the answer is little to none, then guess what you got to do? You got to practice your sit stays in front of the door, and you break it down. Maybe you're just touching the door at first, and then you're opening it, and then you're walking through it, and then you're closing it, whatever it may be. The more you practice and the more you build your dog's ability to stay in different circumstances, your life gets so much easier. I like to think of it like, you know, if I'm working with my dog, I'm walking through a store and I'm shopping and I'm going to stop at this aisle and I'm going to stop at this thing. And every time I stop, I want my dog to sit, stay, and be good, right? So those are perfect real life opportunities to practice your sit, stay. And you can do that around the house with your morning routine or your afternoon routine or your evening routine, and make sure your dog understands their place inside of your life during those times. Otherwise, you're reacting to attention-seeking behavior, which is a pain in the butt, and you can avoid all that by practicing your sits, making your training more practical, using your dog's kibble or treats if you want to reinforce them for the behaviors that you like. Yes, it will require some management and use of the leash for a little while, but after a good amount of time, you are going to have a dog who just automatically does these things because you've taken the time to work it. So try it out. Let me know. I would love to hear from you guys. If you find this information valuable, please call in. Let me know. I would love to hear it. And then also, if you have any questions for the Ask the Dog Trainer podcast, definitely call in on the Anchor app, or you can post your questions on our Facebook page and we will answer them on this podcast. Thank you guys so much for being such an awesome part of Best Ball Forward, and I look forward to tomorrow's episode.